Five Ways I Might Claim to Have Conquered God by Krishna's Mercy.
Manyese yadi tat chakyam. Maya drashtum iti prabho. Yogeshwar tato metvam. Darshyatmanam avyayam. Quote, if you think that I am able to behold your cosmic form, O my Lord, O Master of all mystic power, then kindly show me that universal self. Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, 11.4.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada reiterates that it is important to abandon one thing in particular for making genuine progress in the path of self-realization. Abandoning this one thing also clears any confusion pertaining to the goal. It is like finding the proper destination on a map where the finish line might have previously been hidden. Referencing an historical incident involving Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the thing to abandon is Jnani Prayasam. This is mental speculation pertaining to the origin of everything, the absolute truth, the supreme divine being, or whichever term is preferred for describing that one entity who is above and beyond everything else.
Jnane prayas mudpasya namant ev. Jivanti sanmukhrita bhavdiyavartam. Sthane sthita, shrutikta tanuvam nobhi. Rie prayashojit jitopyasi tes trilokyam. Quote, O my Lord Krishna, a devotee who abandons the path of empiric philosophical speculation aimed at merging in the existence of the Supreme and engages himself in hearing your glories and activities from a bona fide sadhu or saint, and who lives an honest life in the occupational engagement of his social life, can conquer your sympathy and mercy even though you are ajita or unconquerable. Lord Brahma, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.14.3.
This recommendation appears to contradict the very first call to action in the human birth. Athato Brahma Jigyasa says that now is the time for inquiring into Brahman, which is the spiritual energy. No longer does the living being have to settle for the bodily identification, for focusing only on eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Jigyasa, or inquiry, has something on the other side. For every question there should be an answer. The answers represent knowledge, or jnana. At the same time, we hear that jnanaprasayam, knowledge in the manner of questioning, should be set aside. Which one is it? We resolve the contradiction by understanding jnanaprasayam as speculation. It is not accepting a proper conclusion on the absolute truth. We say that he may be like this, he may be like that. We use our poor fund of knowledge based on limited experience to only theorize on what divinity actually means. If we abandon mental speculation and follow spiritual life in a manner of devotion, hearing from authority as passed down within a system of parampara, applying intelligence all the same, then there is the potential to actually control the absolute truth. What to speak of settling upon a proper conclusion? If we are skeptical of this claim, we can think of five different conditions that might qualify for reaching this position. If certain truths are visibly evident, then how can anyone deny that to some degree God has come under our control? 1. He mildly chastises me. I say some foolish things. I act a little bit like a spoiled child, expecting the parent to take care of everything. I come up with silly justifications for my decision, though presented in a scholarly way. It is like I know I am bluffing the entire time, but perhaps the other person will not notice. In response, God mildly chastises me. He sort of makes fun of me for the sophistry I have presented before him. As if he has not seen it all. As if he has not already heard these weak arguments. As if he will be fooled by my words rooted only in sentiment. 2. He answers my questions. I have some questions. I am not afraid to ask them. I have someone important standing before me. I have their attention. It is probably not the best time for a question and answer session, but then I had not anticipated this dilemma. I decide to voice my concerns. For every question I ask, God answers. Without malice. Without frustration. Without difficulty. It is like we are talking casually on the phone, oblivious to the stressful conditions which surround us. 3. He shows me something amazing on command. The philosophical nature to the discussion is great. I am so happy to hear these words rooted in both tradition and logical understanding. I love hearing how nature truly operates. It is insightful to receive revealing information on the development of anger and frustration, for instance.
Shri Bhagwan Uvach. Kam Esh Krodh Esh. Rajogun Samudbhava. Mahashno Mahapapma. Vidhe Enam Eha Varinam. Quote, the Blessed Lord said, it is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material modes of passion and later transformed into wrath, and which is the all-devouring, sinful enemy of this world. Bhagavad Gita 3.37.
Now I want God to show me something. Let's take a pause from the teaching, for a moment. I want to specifically see this vision. I know that God can show it. This vision essentially belongs to Him. It is non-different from Him. Without hesitation, God agrees to show it to me. 4. He agrees to drive my chariot. I am preparing for a military conflict. I am sufficiently skilled in the craft. I can shoot arrows with pinpoint accuracy. I am not intent on destroying, on conquering, or on dominating others. I am not even so keen on drawing distinctions between friend and foe, ally and enemy. This is just the situation I have found, and now I need some assistance. I need someone to drive my chariot. I tell the driver where to go, and he obliges. I give the orders, and the other person follows. Amazingly, God accepts this position without the slightest objection. 5. He assures me that everything is going to be all right. I have all of these questions, pertinent to my current dilemma, but also beyond. The questions are relevant to any person, to any period of time, to any condition, whether in doubt or smoothly sailing through life. I am fixed in the situation of the military conflict, and I now have my driver. God still assures me that everything is going to be okay. If I simply maintain consciousness of Him, abandoning all other kinds of dharma, then there is no reason to fear. I think that is a pretty solid promise to rely upon, in conjunction with the previous knowledge shared and the amazing vision shown.
Sarva dharman parityajya. Mam ekam sharanam vraj. Aham tva sarva papebhyo. Mokshayishyami ma shuja. Quote, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 18.66.
We would have to say someone in this position has conquered the Supreme Lord, though he is unconquerable, Ajita. They have the all-pervading One constantly by their side, and what can be superior to this? We see that all of the above conditions were met for Arjuna, who was never interested in Jnanaprayasam. In closing, speculation toss aside, and in actual truth reside. Questions still can ask, when faced with difficult task, and answers promptly to receive, even over how everything to conceive. Arjuna, the superior position holding. In bhakti, even Ajita controlling.